For most of the people who had been negotiating that deal in Le Bourget in Paris, they were very pleased with the outcome. Many of the delegates that we spoke to who'd been involved in the negotiating process believed that it was a more ambitious outcome than they thought they would be able to get. What we have is a target to keep global warming well below 2 degrees and to aim for 1.5 degrees. There was some expectation beforehand that even a reference to 1.5 degrees might well need to be booted out, given that many nations, particularly oil-producing nations, weren't terribly pleased with that idea. One of the other elements, the major elements this deal involves, is every 5 years there being a review or an update of nations' emissions reduction targets, and they're expected to progress from the previous 5 years. That was hotly contested by China and India, who didn't want to have that compulsion placed upon them to upgrade their emissions reduction targets every 5 years. So to get agreement on that was certainly significant progress from what we had seen over the past weeks and even years of debate about this topic. It's certainly not perfect. No one there suggested that it was, right from the host of the event. The French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius was very quick to say that it's not a perfect deal, but that it gave them a basis from which to work, and they were would certainly, from this point, be able to step up their response in the years ahead.
Are the most important elements of this agreement binding or non-binding?
Some of the elements are binding, some aren't. And that was it's critical in some ways, because that was what it took to get all nations, but in particular the US, on board. If there were to be legally binding elements when it came to actions that federal governments had to take that might affect their domestic policies, then that would never pass US congressional assent, and it would require that under their system. So that was a very clear red line for the US that other nations knew, and there was wording around this document to take account for that. But there are some elements that are legally binding, in particular that well below 2 degrees and aiming for 1.5 degrees is, for example, one of the elements that they are legally obliged to meet. But some of the questions about how they do that and how they go about that isn't necessarily legally binding.